From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Mitro Johari recently talked to Jack O'Brien, the Cracked.com editor-in-chief, about comedy writing and their new book, The D-Textbook, The Stuff You Didn't Know About the Stuff You Thought You Knew.
So what inspired the writers of Cracked to create The D-Textbook?
As we were going back through our articles that we've been writing over the past 5 to 6 years, we realized that the stories and sort of images that we based a lot of our view of the world on were turning out to be myths. And not just myths, but myths where the truth was way more interesting than the lie that we had been told. So basically, we decided to create a book that is in textbook format and goes through and debunks some of the most pervasive myths that most of us learned growing up.
How does the writing process change when you go from a website to creating a book? Like, I know there are a bunch of different writers that collaborated for this, so is it more like a bunch of people in a room together, or do people take different sections?
Yeah, so I created an outline for the book, and everybody just kind of claimed different sections. And we were, in some cases, we were working with facts from old articles. In other cases, we were working from interesting stuff we had learned not from our own articles. And then we just kind of put all those different sections together, and once the book was assembled, we just passed it around a room and just beat each other's jokes until we were confident we had the best possible jokes. So, yeah, we crammed the pages as full of jokes and information as I think is physically possible.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading it. There's a lot of information in there. It's great. Is it difficult to create something cohesive with so many contributors?
It wasn't really in this case because of the process that we were able to put together. I mean, it was a difficult undertaking for sure because we're still creating the content on the front page of the site. But, you know, we have a lot of really talented people in our writer's workshop who are great at finding these facts and doing research. And so working with them is kind of what we do every day. So it was just more of what we do every day on top of the normal workload. But it was a lot of fun. I think everybody had a really good time because it did give us a different sort of focus as opposed to, you know, the site just being put up something that makes everyone laugh.
You put together the outline of the book. Are there any other duties that you had as editor-in-chief? I mean, I know you said you had a lot of people in a room going through other people's jokes, but was that something, like, did you go through everything kind of on your own, too?
Did a pass over everything, you know, every word in the book, and every joke, and, you know, well, if I thought I could beat a joke, I would try, and if I couldn't beat it, but I thought a joke could be improved, I would send it to the person that I thought would be best at improving it. But yeah, it was, you know, we have a really talented team put together here. Cody Johnston worked on this book. He has some of my favorite jokes in the book in the ninja section, if you want to steer students towards that. But he, you know, we have a team of writers who are really good at captions. And so once we had everything in from every section in from its respective writers and all the image jokes we were pretty happy with, we then sent it around to our caption team. And, you know, 99% of the captions were changed. And then I, you know, oversaw the layout and design of the book.
That's really interesting. You have people that are specifically assigned to doing captions. Do you have, like, do you have any other people that do, like, super specific parts of the book or even just content on your website?
So the I should clarify that they're not, unfortunately, we're not such a big team that we have anyone specifically who only does that. But
right.
we do have the team that is part of their duties who on a daily basis are going through the images and captions and trying to beat the jokes that show up in our image captions in our articles every day.
What advice do you have to college students who are aspiring comedy writers?
Well, write for Cracked would be my first. We do seriously take all comers, and whether you have any experience or not, we've always been totally, you know, there is no barrier for entry. But, you know, the non-self-serving answer would just be that, I mean, there's no excuse to not write now. There's so many outlets and so many ways to get your work read that you just really want to, I mean, explore a bunch of different things, but find your lane. If it's Twitter, if it's, you know, Instagram, Vine, whatever it is, or some non-social media buzzwordy thing that you're really good at writing or that you find comfortable, write in that. Cody, who's a genius, as I mentioned, just created a Tumblr called BuzzFeed Without GIFs.
Seen that.
Yeah, so that was him, and like that's just a funny idea he had, and it really picked up, got a lot of attention around the web, and you know, there's just try stuff like that, come up with funny ideas, and you know, it's pretty easy to get it up in a place where people can find it.
Great.
And don't give up.
Awesome. Thank Great. You for the inspiration.
Yeah, I thought that would be.
Awesome. Well, that's all I have. Thank you so much for interviewing with us.
Yeah, thank you. And it's, for Cracked fans, the book is, you know, form of crack.com that you can't get anywhere else, fully illustrated, glossy pages, you know, beautiful illustrations, and, you know, makes a great gift.
Oh, yeah, I have a copy right next to me. It's awesome. I'm loving it.
Good. Tell your listeners.
Tell your friends. Tell your family. Great. Well, thank you so much.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com.
And don't forget, be the first person to register a comment on the craftheshow.com website, and you'll be registered to win a prize package.
This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.